Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's the Talk Radio Countdown portion of the program that a lot of people look forward to when Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, comes on board for basically a quarter of the hour to go through the top stories, the top topics, if you will, according to the research at Talkers.com. And then we'll go through a list of people, see who's interesting in there, see if there are any new names and or faces that we want to talk about. And then, generally speaking, we take apart certain aspects of the talk radio business to see what's new, different. How can we give you insight into the fascinating world of conversation on the radio? That's what this is all about, and the new media as well. Michael, you'll start off, I'm sure, as you usually do, with a listing of all of those top 10 stories and the people that are on the list this week at Talkers.com.
All right, here we go. This has been an interesting week indeed. At number 10, we have National Football League action. At number 9, also from the sports world, we have the World Series. At number 8, we have immigration legislation. NSA spying controversy is at 7. Number 6 are the budget deficit, or is the budget deficit. Number 5, federal workforce scrutiny. Teacher slayings at number 4. State of the economy at number 3. Number 2 is GOP infighting. And number 1 is Obamacare healthcare.gov criticism. Everybody's making fun or criticizing the website.
And as well, it ought to be the case.
Yeah, and the people survey, at number 10, we have Hillary Clinton, Angela Merkel at number 9, Philip Chisholm at 8, Colleen Ritzer and Michael Lansbury at 7, Mitch McConnell at 6, number 5 is John McCain, number 4 is Chris Christie, number 3 is Ted Cruz, Kathleen Sebelius is at 2, and Barack Obama is at number 1. That's this week's activity on News Talk Radio across America.
According to Talkers.com, ever think when you look at these names especially, what it is that makes these people tick? Are they the same? Are they average people who just happen to become well-known? You and I have both come across a lot of these people, not just politicians, but people who are well-known in the entertainment business or in business. And you wonder sometimes whether they are the same or different. What makes Barack tick? What makes Ted Cruz tick? What makes John McCain tick? Are they really different, or are politicians and the people that talk about them on the radio, i.e. some of the big political talk shows on some of these stations that we monitor, are they different?
What an interesting question. That's a great question. And I often think about that, too. People who are in the public spotlight. And some of them are different, and some of them are regular people who just happen to fall into some type of a news story or prominence. And they're walking around going, I can't believe how famous I am.
I'm pinching myself, yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes it ruins their lives, and sometimes they roll with it. It all depends upon the basics of their own fabric and their foundation. But politicians, people that go into politics and rise through the ranks, I am always very skeptical of their character and their nature. The kind of people that run for public office, the kind of people that do what it takes to reach the presidency, vice presidency, positions of leadership in Congress, the real big movers and shakers, these people tend to be of a certain psychological profile that I don't know whether or not you'd really want them as a friend.
No. How much are they true? Would they be good friends, that kind of stuff? Would you like to have Hillary Clinton as your friend?
I find people, and again, I don't want to say individuals because these are general broad strokes observations.
Mm-hmm.
I would say in general, big-time politicians are narcissistic, slightly psychopathic, delusional, power-hungry, and very naive about the day-to-day workings of the world.
Wow.
And these are the people that get into power. And that's why I really believe at my core that what we do in talk radio and what the press and journalism should do is, to use a term, hold their feet to the fire and never let up.
Yeah.
Because the kind of person that wants to have power over their fellow person is, in fact, as dangerous as they are holding the potential for good.
Yeah. I think that's really an amazing insight into what these people are all about. Having met, most of the people on our list this week are people that I've run into or you know or you feel like you know them. If you just meet them, like John McCain, I remember the time I met him first. He'd been on the program a number of times with Ellen Ratner and me early on in the Good Day program. And he's very friendly and affable. And so I met him at one of those correspondence dinners.
Mm-hmm.
He was as cold and icy and uninterested in just being convivial. Hi, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. He'd been on, he knew who I was, absolutely knew who I was. But there was, for whatever the reason, whether it was because there was no mic or maybe he had something else on his mind, who knows? But when you confront, or I don't know if confront's the right word, when you meet people like this, and you see, I mean, I've seen the same thing probably more in the world of television or acting or hosts of TV programs, or people who are well-known hosts of other radio programs. You know as well as I do that some people, we talk about Sean Hannity all the time being a wonderful guy because he is. I'm thinking about some of the people that were at the Talkers, the meeting we had a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles. Alan Stock, for example, is a good guy from Las Vegas who does mornings at KWDN. He's a really good guy. And thinking about all of the other people, some of the hosts from the local Los Angeles stations, some of them, I remember, and I'm not going to mention her name because I'm only interested in talking about it from the good side, but there was a host that we both knew, and she started in Las Vegas, then went to Los Angeles, and then kind of has disappeared. I didn't even begin to understand, A, how she got to where she was going, and when she was there, it was like, if you didn't have something that qualified you being king of Saudi Arabia or something, she wouldn't have anything to do with you. And it's those sorts of people, whether it's this business or any business, when you're on your way up, you sometimes walk over some of these people. On your way down, you are sometimes in need of them, and they will ignore you. It's a lesson in life, I guess, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah, well, that you're talking about, you know, the general human nature.
Yeah.
You know, and there are people like that. And there's all kinds of people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you hear somebody committed a crime, and you go, oh, my gosh, I never knew that person was...
Well, the guy in New York, the disc jockey that everybody's talking
about.
Yeah, I know you are. You probably worked with that guy.
Worked with him. He replaced me in the mornings at WNEW-FM. He
wow.
was the guy that... I was a morning man at WNEW-FM, and this particular individual was the DJ that replaced me. So, of course, I knew him. I've known him over the years.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it never would have occurred to me that this was in his nature. People wondering what we're talking about. A well-known but retired disc jockey from New York, all over the news.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
For having been a sex sting.
Yeah.
He was trying to negotiate interstate travel to have sex with, I believe, a seven-year-old girl.
Yeah. I mean,
we're talking as outrageous a charge than anybody could be faced with, and
yeah.
the government's got a case on him. I mean, it looks pretty, pretty
clear.
You know, clear,
it's
yeah.
Pretty clear. Yeah, it is, yep. All right, so that's a personality on the radio sort of conversation. In a moment, what does it take for somebody who's a radio host, successful radio host, to start his or her own station? Michael and I will talk about that as we continue. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers.com on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me.
Why?
Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Michael Harrison from Talkers.com. We continue focusing on not just the issues, but the behind the scenes of the world of talk radio. Something that all the information, if you send email to me, it's Doug@DougStephan.com, by the way, Michael@Talkers.com. The support I get for people liking this. They like it when you tell stories about what's going on inside. Thus, my focus on men and women who, because of the state of the industry, not because they are bad, but just because they're caught sometimes in an industry that is basically shrinking, so there are fewer jobs, good hosts get canned. Such is the case with Kevin Cohen, who was on a radio station down in South Carolina, and he didn't know what to do, so now he's put together a deal to actually take over his own station. How often does that happen, Michael?
Doesn't happen often, but it should happen more. I have tried to encourage people who've lost their jobs in radio because of consolidation and because of budget cutbacks to go and buy radio stations in small or medium-sized towns, get local financing. There are deals that could be gotten, and work it. You know, work it yourself. Roll up your sleeves. Go out to Main Street. Sell advertising. Get to know the community. And radio could be very viable. And I think that that's the way radio will come back. If individuals who love radio own and operate the radio stations, mm-hmm. as opposed to these big mega corporations that operate from far away, are only interested in running them economically efficiently and don't care about the community or the human element.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that. It's very interesting to look at the context of some of these programs. And the broadcasters have to do kind of what I did, and that is take on the responsibility of managing your career, managing the program, managing the infrastructure, all of this stuff which is necessary. It isn't just going on the air like a lot of the big-time guys' names that are still significant. I mean, I think about Imus and the way he grew up, and okay, I'm the talent, I walk in the door, the deal's been negotiated for me, I have everything in front of me that I need for the next 4 hours, here I go, and when I'm all done, I walk away, and that's the end of it. Whereas people like, and I don't mean to necessarily focus just on me, Sean Hannity, I go back to him, or Glenn Beck, or some of the people who have created their own empires, have done so successfully because they understood this is a business.
Yeah, they don't feel that they're privileged royalty. And I think that's the era we're coming into right now, that unless you happen to be the king of a corporation and a CEO and have a golden parachute, you better roll up your sleeves and start working.
Yep. Get to work. All right. We have to get to well, this has been work, sort of, but we have fun when we chat. The Talkers charts for the week of October 21st to 25th in the focus from the folks at Talkers.com and Michael Harrison. We're here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been
been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Each week on a lot of talk radio stations around the country, hosts try to do things that are unique. A lot of the business, so-called money talk stations that focus on not only the business news of the day, but entrepreneurs and big companies. There's a portion of the Good Day program, which I run every week, that has a segment focused on entrepreneurs. It's called Dream Big America. Each week we present three different entrepreneurs. They are contesting with one another. The winner of each of the weeks goes to a second round, which determines the winner of the prizes for the month. To underscore entrepreneurialism, underscore small business, encourage people to get into the marketplace with their ideas. And that winner every month gets about $20,000 worth of prizes. This past week, we had three different people contending for a chance to go to the big prize for the month. Let's listen to each of these people present 60 seconds on their company. First, we start with MJ Mijung Jang.
Well, like so many brides out there, I got so frustrated at how difficult it was to plan my wedding. There is so much to get done for a wedding. Most importantly, you need to find all your wedding vendors, including your venue, florist, photographer, cake, and the list goes on and on. And on top of that, you have to book appointments with each of these vendors because all of them are by appointment only. Now, all of us are used to booking everything online these days, but surprisingly, the wedding industry is still quite behind, and a lot of vendors still rely on phone calls for appointments. So imagine the bride having to sit by the phone all day to book all of her bridal appointments. So I built Bonciers to make the wedding planning process easier for brides everywhere. Bonciers stands for Virtual Concierge. We make finding vendors and booking appointments super easy. It's a wedding planning site where brides can find all the vendors they need and book all their appointments online.
Next up on the overview of these new entrepreneurs, Hart Schaefer, who founded Theraspex.
My wife, Carrie, has chronic daily headache and migraines, and we've been searching for more than a decade for anything to help her feel better. Her neurologist at the Mayo Clinic told us about this light-related research and also about how precision tinted glasses protect her. But we couldn't find any high-quality precision tinted glasses, and that's why I created Theraspex. Our eyewear filters out the wavelengths of light that cause the most problems in the brain and the eye, and also block that fast-moving pulsing and fluorescent lighting that makes so many people feel unwell. I started the company originally to help Carrie with, or people like Carrie with migraines, but since then we've helped people with MS, cataracts, epilepsy, concussions, and more. In fact, we learned there are more than 50 conditions that can include light sensitivity. But the biggest group, they don't even think of themselves as having a condition. They just don't realize the light in their workplace causes their headaches and eye strain. But TheraSpecs make them feel better at it every day. And TheraSpecs eyewear are far more affordable than the months or years of pills that are the alternative. They have no side effects. And they come with a money-back guarantee to the off chance they don't help.
And the final contestant, the winner of the week, Neil Bloom, who comes from the Portfolium in San Francisco.
I want to tell you a story about a college kid named Nick. Last year, he started his own rocket club on campus. For every week, the club meets to build and talk about rockets. He's been making model rockets since he was a young kid and has now built a community around it. We met Nick last year and told him about the Portfolium. Nick loved the idea of a platform where he would be able to show off his passion for space, upload all of his work, and document his experiences. Nick has created multimedia filled entries showcasing everything from his first rocket launch, his high school baseball championship, and the grant he received recently from NASA to fund his club. We want to empower every college kid in the world to get their dream job by showing their enthusiasm, uniqueness, and true talent. And the Portfolium works for students applying to college as well, allowing them to stand out to admissions officers by highlighting their club involvement, athletics, community work, and anything else that makes them stand out. The Portfolium is free and allows anyone to showcase their true potential. So what are you waiting for? Create your portfolio today.
So there you have it, an overview of the top three entrepreneurs of the week, here exclusively on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro plant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro plant powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on the week ending Friday, October the 25th. This week, the number one item, the Affordable Care Act, also known by those who don't like it as Obamacare, and the problems with the website, the healthcare.gov website. Scott Pelley here talking to correspondent Wyatt Andrews about this week's congressional hearings into what went wrong.
How did it all go wrong? The Republican-controlled House held the first congressional hearings about the disastrous rollout of the federal government's online health insurance market. Contractors who built the website were in the hot seat testifying under oath. They raised their hands, then pointed their fingers at the Obama administration. Wyatt Andrews was there.
The two main contractors who built the inner workings of the Obamacare website told Congress their parts of the site worked well, but that the government never tested the dozens of parts together, called end-to-end testing, until just days before the October 1st deadline. Cheryl Campbell represents CGI Federal, the main architect of the website. She was asked about the end-to-end testing by Republican Congressman Greg Walden.
It occurred the last 2 weeks in September.
Did that give your company adequate time to make sure everything was integrated and going to work?
It would have been better to have more time. We would have loved to have had months to be able to do that.
Months.
When testing did begin in late September, the system failed. And not with millions of people. It failed in a test of 200 people.
There was an end-to-end test that occurred, and the system did crash with about that number.
We expressed all of those concerns and risks to CMS.
The contractors said they reported everything to the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, the government agency managing the website. QSSI, the contractor that confirms an applicant's identity, says it warned CMS there was risk in launching on October 1st. Andrew Slavitt is vice president of Optum QSSI.
We informed CMS that more testing was necessary. We informed CMS of the pieces of the system that we had tested that had issues.
Okay. Still, the contractors believe the website can be repaired on time, even if on time means the December deadline for insurance that starts in January.
The experience will be improved as they go forward, and people will be able to enroll by the December 15th timeframe.
This hearing was also heavy with partisan politics. Republicans said the flaws in the website are a sign of the failure of Obamacare. But Scott, Democrats called it ironic for Republicans to work so hard on this website after all those months of trying to kill the law.
Here's talk host Ray Dunaway with legal analyst Diane Duheim. They discuss a possible software piracy lawsuit being filed against the creators of the healthcare.gov website.
On top of everything, Obamacare is now being accused of online piracy. What's going on there?
Well, the reports are that Obamacare, the website healthcare.gov, part of the software is based on software script that was developed by a British company called Data Tables. And Data Tables said, hey, you can use the software for free, but you just have to comply with what's called the general public license, which has minimal terms for open source or free software. There's no fee, but you do have to comply.
What are some of the compliance issues? Do you have to post, give them credit? What do you do?
Exactly. You have to give the copyright notice, the appropriate copyright notice, with credit to the author of the work, and you have to include a disclaimer of warranty, which is the terms of which are given in the general public license and are very easy to apply.
On open source, see, my impression would be, well, if it's open source, what the heck? You know, it's like Linux or something like that. I can just use the Linux. It's something I can use. I mean, why do they need to get credit for it?
Well, that is the term of the license, the terms of the license, and it's passed on to each and every user. When you use an open source software, you're welcome to use it and modify it and distribute it to others, which are the copyright owners have these exclusive rights. And part of those, what the copyright owners have done through the general public license is said, look, you have to put this copyright notice. We want it. So it is maybe to some people it would not be a big deal, but it is a legal term and condition of the general public license, and you must comply with it or you don't have a license to the software. You're, in fact, violating the copyright in the software if you don't do it.
You know, Diane, I one of the problems that is pointed out in this article, and I'm sure you're aware of it too, is in this the age of the Internet and information flying around the world at a split second's notice, it's hard to enforce, I think, some copyright laws, isn't it?
It is very difficult.
So this is, we're kind of going into new ground here, are we not, if something comes to this?
Well, you know, not really. In this case, somebody has uncovered this and said, hey, wait a minute, this isn't good. You didn't comply with the license, and you're the government, and you should know better. And the article actually goes on to say, should this website be shut down because there was noncompliance? In my view, it's pretty easy to comply, and it did say in the article, or one of the other articles I read, that the authors of the software, the owners, Data Tables, they've already contacted the Department of Health and Human Services.
Mm-hmm.
And in my view, they're just going to work something out. And
yeah.
if the notice should have been there, because, by the way, there are exceptions under the general public license.
Okay,
but if the exceptions don't apply and the notice should have been there, it's a very easy fix.
Up next, more on the healthcare situation and the website. It's next up here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week, I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm-hmm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along, listening in and figuring out what's going on here. Obamacare, number one item, the Affordable Health Care Act on this week's countdown. Here's host Mario Solis Marish talking about the healthcare.gov website with the focus on the president's comments regarding their glitches.
The way that Obamacare is set up is that each state, right, had permission to set up their own insurance exchange. For the states that didn't want to do that, the feds were set up an insurance exchange where the people that lived in those states could go in and find out, you know, or which insurance policies were available to them. Many states decided not to create their own insurance exchange, and that has put a lot of pressure on the federal website. That's one part of the issue, but not the entire story. And the federal website has really, really failed to perform. There have been long waiting lines, you know, waiting times. People would enroll and get kicked. People would try to enroll, but would get kicked out before they could complete enrollment. We are still told that even with all the problems, 600,000 people so far have been able to enroll. But there have been a lot of complaints about the website. Let me share with you where I'm at with this. All right. When the glitches first started happening, I came on the air and I said that many huge websites fail when they're first launched. And we actually had the recent example of that time of Grand Theft Auto that sold like $1 billion worth of merchandise their first weekend, and people could not play each other through their servers online. And this was, and it took days for that to work. I said, this is my defense of where the website is now. These things happen. People who don't interact a lot with websites, like for instance, most of our members of Congress don't know how to use email, right? Don't go on Google themselves. They have their staff Google. So I was basically giving a lot of the critics the benefit of the doubt because it's like they don't really actually go on the internet tubes. Since then, I have to tell you, this thing should have been fixed. So my position was early on, yeah, the first couple of weeks, there's going to be problems. You have all of this pressure on. But by now, it should have been fixed.
Talk host Justin Barkley with one of his callers. They discussed the caller's experience with the website signing up.
You said you were able to enroll.
Yes. I did not enroll.
Okay.
I was able to get to the point where I could see the choices I'm retired. I'm in my 60s. I've been paying my own insurance through Blue Cross Blue Shield for about 5 years now, paying about
$290 a month for one person. And I did get through to see the choices that are available, at least the synopsis of those choices. There are about, I think, 31 or 32 choices for people my age. But there's another story here, and I think this is far bigger than just a computer glitch, if you will. I am currently paying $290 a month for insurance. The insurance that I will be getting through Obamacare, if my understanding is correct, and I've spoken with a variety of people, none of whom can help me, via the various Obamacare connections there, but because of a subsidy that will be borrowed from your generation and younger people than myself,
right?
My new insurance, which is actually a little bit better because it includes some form of dental and some form of vision, which I don't currently have.
Okay.
But my new insurance will cost me, instead of the $290 that I'm paying, $16.50 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
That's according to the website.
And, wow.
Well, that's great for me.
Uh-huh.
It isn't very good for the rest of the country because you must understand that the $290 a month, which I was paying, Blue Cross Blue Shield was actually making a profit, I'm sure. And or at least paying their bills. And now the younger generation is going to be subsidizing us geezers. And again, to me, what's just disgusting about it is this will be reported by folks other than yourself, and kudos to you for attacking this, but as how it affects me. So in other words, in theory, USA Today and CNN would say, oh, my golly, Obamacare is wonderful because Jim from Muskegon only pays $16.50 a month.
Now let's spend some time reviewing what some of you talk radio listeners and callers have had to say about the rollout of the healthcare system, especially the government website for healthcare.
You know, to have an elected official who has a fiduciary obligation to represent his constituents to vote on something that affects the entire nation without reading it is complete dereliction of duty. When the Republicans are opposing this and trying to make the people aware of the dangers of this bill and how no one totally understands what this bill consists of today. Ask the Democratic senators who voted for this thing if they understand it today. They don't understand what they voted for. No one understands what the final outcome of this law is going to be and how it's going to affect the general public.
I believe you should fix it. First of all, I think that Mitch McConnell said many, many months ago that nothing Obama does, our president does, will be allowed, and this is just a continuation of that. Running around with your hair on fire because the computer lines are jammed up, it could take a matter of just days to get that straightened out, and affordable care will go on. I often wonder at these people who are so paranoid and, you know, I mean, we're going into a communist world. How, only because we want people who can't afford health care to have health care, that makes us communist? Then someone needs to redefine the word communism.
I think we should fix it, keep it as it's going, fix, find the problems out and resolve the problems. If the Republican Party would put that much energy in trying to stop Obamacare and instead of trying to help the country and get Obamacare going and getting people who don't have insurance with insurance. I mean, we're only helping the country. We're only having a stronger, healthier country. So to get rid of Obamacare would be, I think, crazy.
I think that it's truly not about health care. It's about power. And, I mean, you know, under this, there's just nothing that they can't dictate to us of what we're going to need to do. And my husband and I went down last week to, because we don't have a computer, to basically check it out, I guess you'd say. And what we found out was our premium would be like $480 a month. And my husband is on disability. He's only getting $21,000 a year. And so I don't understand how they think people like us are going to be able to afford that anyways. To me, you know, it's very unaffordable.
Well, I just kind of wonder why the one side, being the left, I guess you'd say, all they can talk about in this Affordable Care Act is what it's going to do. It's handouts. It's, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. And they'll never talk about price, where the Republicans hammer away at costs, which is true figures. I mean, it's just math. But you'll never hear a Democrat talk math. All he wants to talk is, what else can we give you? I think we're raising a culture of dependency that just keeps growing, growing, and growing.
Up next, Stephen J.J. Wiseman reviews some of the scams that are going on with not only health care, but ticket scams as the World Series is up and running. That's up next here on The Countdown Show.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
Continuing, if you will, with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen, bringing in Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He's the legal expert on the countdown. So, as number 9 on our list this week, focus is on the World Series between the Red Sox and the other teams from the Midwest. You and I would not be interested in. There's another team.
St. Louis.
Oh, it's St. Louis. Yeah, right. So what kind of ticket scams are people needing to watch out for with regard to the World Series?
The problem is people are willing to pay big money for tickets. And now with various aspects of social media, you're seeing a lot of Craigslist in particular and other places advertising World Series tickets. And maybe I went on the other day, saw about a dozen ads that kind of made me wonder. And the problem is you can't tell if they're legitimate. Some people may be selling their tickets legitimately, but you really can't tell. You need to get the details, of course, in writing as far as if they are real seats, where are they located, and make sure that they are, you know, their seats you're worth paying for. But the other thing is, use a credit card or PayPal, because if you're going to make any kind of a purchase online, you can at least have a shot at getting your money back if it's a scam. If you wire the money, which is what the scammers will ask for,
right. That
money's gone, and then you end up with a loss bigger than the Red Sox took the other night.
I remember going, I think you and I talked about this, to a concert. Van Morrison was in town, and I got tickets through, it was an online agency. They turned out to be no good. Standing right to stand up because somebody else had the seat. They were actually going to throw me out until I said, you can't throw me out. I don't know that these things, well, you should have bought. I did buy them through an online ticket, and they get suckered.
And so many of these large ticket sellers that are legitimate, they may be buying their tickets, some of them at least, from other vendors. And so if they get scammed, you can get scammed. So you got to make sure you're using a credit card or PayPal whenever you're buying tickets.
All right. Next item has to do with the healthcare.gov criticism. That's number one issue this week on the countdown. I saw out of the corner of my eye that somebody is suing the companies that are doing this because they've infringed on something. I don't know. Does that ring a bell with you?
Well, people will always ask me, you know, can I sue someone? And frankly, I don't even have to listen to the rest of the question. Yes, yeah. You can always sue. Your chance of success, that's something else. This is something we talked about in regard to identity theft a month before the launch of the Affordable Care Act. But the issue was the same. We knew that the testing, the final testing of the website had not been done. It was not satisfactory. And you and I talked about the fact that they were going to run into problems. I don't think they anticipated it being quite this big and quite this fast, but this is something that they should have well known beforehand.
Yeah. All right, the spying, the NSA, and even though there's 35 countries now that have been spied on, how can all this spying be legal?
We can pass laws here that make it legal, but that doesn't mean that it is going to be consistent with either the international law or the law of, let's say, a company like Germany or the UK where this is going on. I think John Stewart had the best thing. He said, don't think of us as a paranoid ally. Just think of us as something you'd want in a partner, a good listener.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. The latest immigration reform legislation appears to be, maybe all of the focus is because the states are trying to do it themselves. Any headway being made there?
No, the states can't do it. I mean, it just comes down to that, and we've had a couple of times where the states have tried to do their own versions of immigration law. That is something that is pretty clear in the Constitution, belongs with the federal government. Now, President Obama said that this was something to which he wanted to turn his attention now that the shutdown and the debt ceiling was out of the way, but I think the Affordable Care Act is going to be taking his time. This is something that the country has to deal with on so many levels, and not the least of which is we need immigrant labor to keep our Social Security system solvent, to keep our economy. It's one area where you'll see certain conservative Republicans, they may talk about some xenophobia and fearing of strangers, but they want foreign labor. And so they got to get something done. And also you've got a Republican Party that lost the election to a great extent by losing Hispanic voters, and they have to step up in immigration as well. So they will get something done, but it's Congress, so it'll take forever.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams. Check out his website, scamaside.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.